Death hung in the dusty valley like a storm cloud.
Come on, come on.
Astride the strawberry roan, the ranger took in the scene, his dark Indian-like eyes alert for any sign, any detail that might reveal how or why the 14 outlaws had come to this end. Strong men, experienced killers, all of them dead. The Mexican's rifle lay over his horse's body, his pistol near his hand. He had gone out fighting, riddled with bullets. His flat, knife-scarred face was unforgettable, his eyes wide and unafraid, staring up to a brassy sky.
Well, Zaparo, looks like they've washed out your trail.
Beaudry's eyes swept the narrow gray gravel and sand trail that lay at the bottom of the arroyo, littered now with the bodies of men and horses. 14 men had gone out fighting. 14 men killed in what must have been minutes. These had been hard, desperate men, and they would not have gone easily. This had been an ambush, of course. Carefully planned. Perfectly timed. The man who had conceived the idea had a mind to reckon with. He was cold, cruel, utterly ruthless. Beaudry stared bleakly at the litter of bodies scattered along 300 yards of trail. Above, in slow, patient circles, the buzzards were waiting. They had seen such things before and knew their time would come. Yesterday, probably in the late afternoon, there had been a moment here of blood-steeped inferno, flashes of gunfire and the thunder of heavy rifles.
Madre de Dios! ¡Ay! ¡Bendita! ¡Ayúdame! ¡Hombre! ¡Diego, hombre! ¡Ándale! ¡Perfidos!
Zaparo had moved fast after his swift raid on the ranches and missions, moving along a pre-planned route, but somebody had sold him out. Other men, more bloodthirsty than he, had waited with a welcome of gunfire. It was not a nice thing to see or to contemplate. In the hard world to which Beaudry had been born and in which he lived, death was an old story. And the possibility of death by violence rode along with every traveler, the death of men in gun battles he could accept. But ambush and murder were another thing. In any event, it was his job. When he had become a ranger, he had known what lay before him, but this was the worst he had seen. Unless he was failing to read the signs, the betrayer had himself been betrayed.
Well now, what do we have here?
The last man who had hung back behind the others had left his gun in his holster, and he had been shot in the back at close quarters. Whoever planned this crime had not planned to trust the man who betrayed others. He lay dead along with the rest. For 3 hours, Beaudry studied the scene, and he was stumped. There were those who said Beaudry could trail a snake across a flat rock, but now he could find no evidence. No cartridge shells remained that could have been left by the attackers. No cigarette butts. All had been gathered up with painstaking care. Every track had been brushed out with mesquite branches. Not one iota of evidence remained. Nothing that might lead him to the perpetrators. Yet, there is no such thing as a perfect crime. There are only imperfect investigators. Seated on a flat rock, Chick brooded over the situation. If he could not trail the killers on the ground, he could trail them with his mind. The site had been well chosen. Obviously, the killers had known of Zaparo's movements well in advance. Beaudry calculated that there had been at least 7 men in the ambush party, and those 7 must have been among the deadliest marksmen along the border. They had been facing 14 Mexicans who could and would fight. Hence, the 7, if there were that many, had to have been carefully picked. That, he decided, was his first clue.